Okay, today is Daf Beis of Masechta Zvachim. Masechta Zvachim is all about Karbanos. The truth is we could spend 10 hours just going on the introduction to Zvachim and every Karban and all the rules. So that's what the Masechta is for. So I felt we're not going to have an introduction, just to say that the Chavetz Chaim says, and many say that learning Masechta Slurin Kodshim has a different Maila than learning other parts of Shas, other parts of the Torah, has a different Maila. And the Gemara does say that if someone can't bring a carbon, they learn about it, and it's ki'ilu they brought a carbon. The Gemara does not say that about, I can't wear tzitzis, so I'll learn about tzitzis, it's ki'ilu I brought tzitzis. The Gemara doesn't say that about any other thing except for karbanos, so there is a special mila for it. As I said yesterday, we daven shmona esrei, right? And we say that avodah shebelev is tefillah. So the karbanos that we have, we don't have karbanos today. So what do we have instead? Davening. Right. We have tefillah. Yet every tefillah ends off. Yehi rotzam lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Sheyibaneh Beis Hamikdash Me'ahav Yimeinu. We daven tefillah, avodah shebelev is equivalent. We end off. No. I want the real thing. It's just not real. It's not the real thing. Yeah, we daven. It's all good. Karbanos, 100%, it's fantastic. We end off every davening. Yehi ratzon shibana beis hamikdash. Okay, so on that note, let's start. Today's daf is not so bad, not so hard. We'll start, and here we go. Says the Mishnah, starts off, kol hazvachim, all karbanos, shenizbechu shalo lishman, that are shechted not lishma. What does that mean, not lishma? That's what the Gemara is going to be spending for the next week. Shechted not lishma, so ksheirim, it's kosher. What does that mean, it's kosher? That means that the sacrifice is accepted by the Mizbeach. The animal could be eaten by whoever is allowed to eat it. The blood is sprinkled. The emurim are burned. Everything happens to it. Ela shlo alu l'bayil m'shem chova. However, the baal, the owner, whoever brought this carbon, has to bring it again. But it's not rejected by the Mizbeach at all. It was brought shlo l'shma. So Rashi says, ksherim, it's kosher. Right, second line. Lizrok daman, you're allowed to sprinkle the blood, ulahaktir imureyan, and to bring sacrifice, burn the fats that have to be burned, v'lechol esedecholin, whatever's eaten can be eaten. Afal pi shemitzvasim l'shochdom l'shman. Even though you should check the l'shma, could the aleph be gemara, like it says in the gemara? And the gemara is going to say tomorrow, or maybe even today, or the next day, there are six requirements for l'shma. Who it's being brought for, why it's being brought, that it's being brought for Hashem, that's being brought for Reach, Nichoach, whatever that means. Six things have to have Lishma. So the Kohen didn't have Lishma.
It's the Chosron of the Kohen.
So it's good. It's good. The carbon's good. The carbon's not rejected. You don't have to go home. You don't have to burn it somewhere else. But the owner didn't get a check mark. He has to bring it again. Right? Chutz. One second. Yeah. And by the way, it says over here, Kol Hazvachim Shalo Ol Hashem Bailim. Right, so the Rambam says, you see, why is it between Bailim? Because if it's a tzibur, it's a lacha doesn't apply, because a tzibur is not a baal. So if it's a carbon tzibur, it's automatically good, forget l'shma, it doesn't make a difference. Right? Okay? Some say the Rambam changed his mind, because, or the Pershat Shnayis, the Rambam wrote in Arabic, didn't write in Hebrew. The only work Rambam wrote in Hebrew was Yad Chazaka. So in some translations, it says that it's not good by tzibur. So it's the whole discussion, what the Rambam actually... what the Rambam actually said. Now, by the way, the Shita B'Kavetzis points out, this is only true if it says, Hare Olai, I promise that I will bring a carbon. So you promised to bring a carbon, right? And you brought a carbon, but there was no Lashma. So you have to bring it again. What if you said, Hare Zu? That animal I'm going to bring. So you know, if that animal got lost or stolen, you putter. So if it's shalol l'shma, or should that have any difference than if it got lost or stolen? So you don't have to bring another one in that case. It's only when you said harei alai, I have to bring a carbon. Right? We all know there's a difference between harei alai and harei zu. For harei zu, that animal got lost. I'm off the hook. I said I'll bring that one. I can't bring it. It's gone. So too, if the kohen has lo l'shma, I'm also putter. I have to bring it again. Okay. Chutz, except for ha-pesach v'ha-chatas. Two exceptions, pesach and chatas. Carbon Pesach has to be registered, has to be shechted for the Bailim. Chatos has to be for the Baal, for the Avera also. We're going to learn about that. It's no such thing as Stam, whatever. That doesn't work. HaPesach Bizmano, and this is only true when a Pesach is brought Bizmano. What's Bizmano? So Rashi says, HaPesach Bizmano, Pasul Shalol Lishmo. It's Pasul if it's brought Shalol Lishma. Kol Zman Shchitaso, the whole time it's allowed to be Shechted. The Hainu, which is, Mechatzos Hayom, Shalerev Pesach, Ado Erev. From Chatzos, that window, is when you can bring Karban Pesach. That, during that time, if the Kohen, some Lolishma issue, the Pesach is no good. It doesn't even get burnt, it doesn't get, blood gets sprinkled, nobody can eat it. Avokodim Lachain, V'achar Mikain, if it's Pesach, Erev Pesach morning, or some other time of the year, today, middle of Iyar, or Shchodesh Iyar, somebody brings a Karban Pesach, it's a funny thing to do, but how that happens, I don't know how that happens even. No. Today, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Somebody said, "Oh, I want to bring a Karban Pesach today." That's not whatever. And the Kohen's, "All right, we'll take that." Well, a crazy thing happened.
But that's specifically not Lishma.
It's Lishma for the person, but it's the wrong time. So the Gemara, so the Rashi says, in Kayim Alon, we're going to learn later on, the Pesach B'Shayim Osashana Shlamimu. A Pesach during the rest of the year has the din of a Shlamim. What is a Pesach? It's really a Shlamim.
Right.
So it's a din of it's a Shlamim with a short eating time. That's what really it is. V'chol dino kishlamim has every din like a shlamim. V'arminu le'el the shar zvachim ksherim sholishman. And if it's a shlamim, it is kosher sholishman. So that's what happens at that. And back to the Mishnah, chatos b'chol zman. Chatos any time of the year is a chatos. Pesach is only erev Pesach. A chatos to be any day of the year. So those two have to be lishma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer af asham. Rabbi Eliezer adds a asham has the same din as a chatos. Meaning, the Lashma is Ma'akiv. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Chatos Ba'alachet, I skipped the line. HaPesach Bizmano, V'Asham V'Chatos B'Cholzmano. Just saying, Pesach is only Erev Pesach, Chatos and Asham, anytime. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, HaChatos Ba'alachet, Chatos comes for a Chet, V'Asham also Ba'alachet. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af Asham, Pesach is man of a chatos Asham shlo b'chol zman. Amar Belazer, chatos haba lachet, v'asham ba lachet. Yeah, chatos is brought for a chet. Asham also brought for a chet. It's just a suffix. Ma chatos psula shlo lishma. Af Asham pasul shlo lishma. Right? Very good. Even though Tosfos points out there are other chatoses and Ashams that are not brought for chet. Right? Tosfos points out kogona chatos yoledes. It's not really brought for a chet. Yeah, the Gemara says that a woman cries, I'm not going to have a baby again. Why is that even a chet? So, it's an idea. So it's not really brought for a chet. And Asham Mitzora, it's not brought for a chet. It's brought, I mean, it's a very, very indirect chet of Lashon Hara, right? Ela Mishum Deruba Asu Al Chet Mishum Mashi Halahad Adadi. The answer is most chatases and most Ashams are brought for chet. Most of them. Right? Okay. What?
Ola,
Shlamim, Tamid. Oh, the Tamid we're going to talk about, that's the Karban Tibur. Toda, right? Toda is a thank you. It's a Shlamim.
How do you get all those Karban Pesach done in a half a day?
It's a good question.
There's only one Mizbeach.
Hmm? The Gemara, we said, we learned it. The Gemara is only one Mizbeach, right? There's a lot of Kahanim. The Gemara says that they used to pass the Kahanim would pass the bowl of the Dam to each other.
Yeah.
Full and then return it empty, so that they have to go schlep and walk with it. It was so busy. The Gemara says it looked like a line of red,
wow.
Because a line of gold, because it was a gold. That's how fast it was going. Anyway, Yossi ben Choni Omar Hanishchatin l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatos Psulin. This has nothing to do with anything. It's a tangent. He says if you shecht any carbon, I want this to be a Pesach. I want this to be a Chatos. He made a mistake. You're bringing an Ola, and you call it a Pesach on today. So that's puzzle. Okay, so we'll deal with that later in the Gemara. That's a tangent statement, really. Next, Shimon Achai Azariah Omer. Shimon, the brother of Azariah, said, Rashi says he was called Shimon, the brother of Azariah, because Azariah was a businessman, and he supported his brother. So his brother's called, that's my brother. The learner is called the brother of the one who supports him. Right? So Shimon Acha Azaria Omer, Shacht on Lashem Gvoa, if you shacht an animal for Hashem, Mehem Ksherin, I'm sorry. If you shecht an animal for a higher kedusha than what you have, mehen ksherin, then it's good. L'shem namuch, for a lower kedusha than what you have, psulin, then the carbon is no good. Ketzad, for example, kachim kachim sheshachton l'shem kachim kalim. If it's kachim kachim, which is chatas ola asham, and you shecht it for something else, right? A shlamim or an ola or shlamim or a what's left? Shlamim, right? Then sheshachta l'shem kachim kalim psulin. That's no good. But the other way is true. Kachim kalim sheshachton l'shem kachim kachim. If a kachim kalim, a shlamim, and a shechta to be a asham, kshirin, that's kosher. That's a funny thing to do. So I didn't do a chet. So I'm bringing a shlamim because I'm happy. Why am I, and I have a kavana for a chatos, it's good. So again, we'll flesh this out. Now, then he goes on to say that within the world of kachim kalim, there's a hierarchy as well. For example, ha-bechar va-maiser. Bechar and maiser are both kachim kalim. Bechor is the first animal, Ma'is is the tenth animal. Ha-Bechor va-Ma'iser, Sheshach l'Hashem Shlomim, Ksherin. If you shech those for a Shlomim, it's kosher. Ah, they're all Kachi Kalim. Yeah, but a Shlomim is a bigger Kachi Kalim than these two. And by the same token, Shlomim, Sheshach l'Hashem Bechor, l'Hashem Ma'iser, Tzulin, goes down. It's a downgrade. Since it's a downgrade, it's puzzle. Okay? Good? You look puzzled. Okay, good. That's the Mishnah. All good. Okay, now. Lamali lemisni ella. The first line of the Mishnah says, Kalas vachim, all karbonos, sheshachtun shalo lishman, ksherin, ella, but, shlo ol l'shem bailam. Why does the Gemara wants to know, why doesn't you stick in the word ella? It would have made the same sense if it didn't say ella. Why does the Mishnah have the word ella? Right? So, right, lama libisti ella shlo olu, but it doesn't count. Listni v'lo olu b'ayelam shem chova. It doesn't count. What do you say? But it doesn't count. What are you adding by saying the but? That's how the Gemara starts off this mezecha. Why does it say ella? So hakamash malan. The answer is l'bayelam hu d'lo olu l'shem chova. It doesn't affect the baal's obligation to bring a carbon that did not get satisfied here. It was brought shlo l'shma. That didn't happen. However, Aval, b'kedusha sayhu, kaimi, but in the kedusha, it remains. It stays, it's a kedusha, v'asar l'shnuya b'hu, and you can't change it. What does it mean, you can't change it? You can't change it. In other words, let's say somebody wants to bring a carbon shlamim, and he had kavana for Reuven, and he had kavana that he's bringing it for Shimon. That's no good. Right? So what do we say? Shelo ol shem bailam. Reuven's not going to... Reuven's going to have to bring another carbon now. But Ella shelo ol shem bailam. But everything is good. So what is Ella? So the Gemara says, listen, the Kohen says, oh my goodness, I had in mind a shechted it for Shimon. You know what? I'll finish it off everything for Shimon. I'll do the Kabbalah Saddam for Shimon, the Zvika for Shimon, and then I'll send Shimon a bill. At least I have Shimon's in mind. Let Shimon get a carbon out of it. Says the Gemara, don't do that. Right, don't do that. Start off, you have the wrong kavana. So do everything else still right. Right, shalom l'shalom, asil l'shnuye b'hu. Don't change it. Okay, you made one mistake. Okay, so you made a mistake. So Reuven's not going to get it. Reuven's going to have to make another one. At least, do everything else for Reuven. Kedrava, Dama Rava, ola sheshachta shalom l'shma. If an ola was brought shalom l'shma, asil l'zrok dama shalom l'shma. Can't sprinkle the dam shalol l'shma. I'll sprinkle it for Shimon now. Then, you know, I heard that Bishal Shuz, he was telling me he's thinking of bringing a carbon. I'll do it for him now. Don't do that. Right? That's what it means. Don't do that. Right? And they explain why we pick any charam. It could be animal, any avoda. There are four avodas when it comes to a carbon. Shechita, Kabbalat Adam, Holacha, from the place he shechted it, to the Mizbeach, and Zvika. We pick Zvika because Zvika is the ikker part of the carbon. That's what effectuates, whatever the carbon is effectuating, is the Zvika. So says the Gemara, that's why it says Ella. Ella, but keep the carbon for Reuven. Even though you botched up by the Shechita, you had a mind for Shimon, don't make the whole carbon out for Shimon. Ibai Zeyma Svara, Ibai Zeyma Kra. It's a Svara, this is right. And it's a pasuk this is right. Ibar tzei mitzvara, mishum deshani ba, kol hani lishni bevelezel. Or just because you made one mistake, you have to make 100 mistakes? Right? Just because, that's a rule in life. It's a rule in life, right? Just because for the first 80% of Shemona say I wasn't paying attention, now the rest of it, I should not pay attention. Right? I should also be like that. Just because I made one mistake, I should make every mistake? Right? It's a rule in life. Ibar tzei mitzvara, it's a pasuk, pasuk in the Torah. It says, Motzi sifasecha tishmar. Whatever comes out of your mouth, you should keep. Keep your promises. Vasisa kasher nedarta. And you should keep your neder. Lashem alokecha nedava. Right? The pasuk is, the pasuk says, right? Kasisa kasher nedarta lashem alokecha nedava shed nibarta beficha. So, the pasuk says neder and nedava in the same pasuk. It starts off, keep your promises. Keep what you promised to Hashem. Right? Then the pasuk says, Elokecha, your God. Nedava, the promise, Hashem debar to b'picha. However, a neder and a nedava are two totally different things. A neder means, I promise to bring the carbon myself. It's on the obligation on me. And a nedava is the obligation on the animal. So if the animal gets stolen or lost or dies, I'm off the hook. If it's a neder, what do you mean the animal died? What animal? It's on me. Right? So how could one pasuk have both in the same pasuk? How could that be? How could one pasuk say both things? They're two different things. What promise do I have to keep? Which one is it? So Gemara says, Hai Nedava, Nederhu. What do you mean Nedava? It started off with pasuk as a Neder. Now switching to a Nedava? What's going on here? Ella, Im Kima Shenadarta, if Asisa Yehei Neder. What? Ella in Kamasha Data Asisa Yehei Neder. In other words, if the Kohen does everything right, that was a Neder. I promised to bring a Carbonola. I walk up to the base of Mikdash, I tell the Kohen, hi, my name is Reuven, here's my Carbonola. Please bring it in mind, please don't botch this up. Right? The Kohen says, excellent. If the Kohen doesn't botch it up, everything's good, kosher, that's your Neder. In Lav, Im Lo, if there is a botch-up, then the Dava Yehei, it's still a Nadava for you. Why? Now, we said, you promised to bring an Ola. It's not going to be an Ola, because there was a mistake. However, what's the story? It's still a Nadava from you.
Right.
Why from you? Because you brought it. So what do you see? What?
You still get credit.
You get credit for what? You don't really get credit. You get a credit for a Nadava. You have to bring it again.
Right.
You get credit for a Nadava.
Right.
Not for Shimon.
Oh.
So what do you see? You can't say, well, I made it for Shimon, I'll make the rest of it for Shimon. No, you can't do that. Because if it's not a neder for you, at least it'll be a nedava for you. At least it was a voluntary thing, right? Okay, you have to bring another one, you have to bring another one. But at least it was voluntary. Okay? So go back for a second, back to Amud Beis, on the bottom Tosfos, on Beis Amud Aleph, on the bottom, the last Tosfos, he says, a short one, he says, Mashma Hacha, you see from here, the chol hecha dixiv neder, neder dafka. This pasuk neder is mamash neder, and nedava is nedava dafka. The terms of art. It's not just neder and nedava are the same thing. No, a neder is one thing, and a nedava is something else. It's not the same thing at all. So if you can't make it into a neder, so we'll turn it into a nedava. So it says, v'chein perakamad rosh hashanah, l'inyan bal ta'acher, but you can't delay. You make your promises, you can't delay. I promise to bring a neder. I'll bring it in 20 years. Can't do that. You only have 3 regalim to bring it, right? Vafilu of meir perakama dechulin the darish tov shalotider tov mizeh umizeh she no der kol ikar. But we say that Rameir says that is a pasuk in Keheles. The best thing is not to make nedarim. First of all, if you make a neder, you have to keep it. But the best thing is don't even go down that road. Don't even make them. Why don't make them? Maybe you won't keep it. Maybe you'll forget. So don't even make nedarim. And over there. It says, Tov asher lo tidor, neder. Tov mizeh umizeh. The best thing is, so there's two options. There's making a neder and keeping it, and making a neder and not keeping it. Even better, don't even make the darm. So what does it say? Umizeh she'enu noder kol liquor. The best thing is not to make a neder at all. Alma kari ladava neder. So we see they're interchangeable because there's this and that. And neder and nedava, so they're interchangeable. And our Gemara says they're not interchangeable, they're two different things. So Tosfos gives 3 answers. Shiny hacha, here it's different. The darish midashani leib karba dibure. Because the same pasuk says both words. So that's a funny thing. So obviously, they're not the same thing. Yeah, Rameir's a Tana. He was talking, he lumped them together like if they're the same thing. You know, better not to make a neder, better not to make a nedava. I'll make a neder and keep it, make a nedava and keep it. The best thing is don't even make one. Okay, so he, the Tana, is talking, can lump them together. Not the Pasuk lump them together. That's the first answer. Second answer is, Inami, Bechulin, Darish, Kivan, Techayish, Kra, LeKabbalah, Loshna Dede, Loshna Dava, Techavayo, Ika, LeMechash. Yeah, we're talking about making promises. So when a person makes a promise, same similar answer. When a person makes a promise, he doesn't know what he's saying. I promise this. He uses the word neder. He uses the word nedava. It's all the same thing to him. He stopped making promises. The Torah is very particular. The Torah doesn't use words like that, like people, like stop people just talking. The Torah is different. So what does the Torah mean when it says neder and nedava? It must be the difference. And the third answer, I'm not 100% sure what he means by this. Inami mishum de neder nafkal and mikra to see sichta lindar. That there's a pasuk that says when you make nedarim shma mina tova shalotider l'nedava asi. Therefore, when it comes to when the pasuk says don't make nedarim at all. That's the best thing. For neder nedava, don't do any of it. Don't make any nedarim. Don't make any neders. It's talking about nedavas. I'm not sure what that means exactly. I don't know. Okay. See, Tosfos was busy with all these details. Okay. Next. Yeah. Just one more line. Unadava mi shari lishnuyebe. Can you change in the dava? Right? The answer is you can't. You can't change in the dava. You can't change in the neder. You can't change in the dava. So what do you see? No matter what you said to the Kohen, he shouldn't, and he makes a mistake, the mistake should only be that one avoda, the rest of it you should do for that person. Why? Because you can't change in the dava either. Not in the neder, not in the dava. It should be for you. Okay.
The first
avodah
he does for A, and then...
No, the first avodah, Reuven brings it. He does the avodah for Shimon. So what happened now? Reuven's not going to get credit for this carbon. He's going to have to bring it again. Not going to get credit for it. So therefore what? So it turns into a nedava. So why shouldn't Reuven get a nedava at least? Still a carbon to Hashem. Why not? Why should he switch it to Shimon? Why should he do that? So they go back to Reuven, right? Either it's a pasuk that said it, or it's a svara. Just because you botch up once, doesn't mean you should botch up everything else in your life, right? Okay.
All four avodas to be for that person.
Yes.
Three out of four is not good enough.
Correct. And that's the next three dots. How do you know that?
I cheated.
What?
I cheated. You looked.
Is that a question of cheating? It's a question of being prepared. Amale Ravina or of Papa. Ravina said they're of Papa. Lo haviz gabon b'urta b'tchuma b'char charmach. You weren't here yesterday in the shul, the yeshiva of b'charmach. The Rami Rav Amili Ma'al Yisa Adadi v'shani luhu. Rav asked a great question. And he answered it. He asked a great question. What was his great question? My mili ma'al yisa. What's his great question? Tatnan. It says in our Mishnah, Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shalol lishman. Every carbon has to be brought shalol lishma. Taima the shalol lishma. The reason why it's puzzle, not puzzle. The reason why the guy has to bring Reuven has to bring another one is because it was shalol lishma. What about hastama? What about stama? What does stama mean? You said the carbon, you brought it for Reuven? Listen, I don't know, I was so busy. I brought it for Reuven. Reuven came to me, he told me his name is Reuven, he told me he brings to bring an Ola, and I did it. Whether I have Mechavein, that's most of our lives, by the way. It's most of it's stomach, right? Most of it's stomach, right? You shake a little of an Esrog. So sometimes you have, maybe the first day you have Kavana. The rest of the time, why else am I shaking a little of an Esrog? Your mamish had Kavana? Maybe it's a good thing to do, yeah, it's nice. Not always do people have that kavana. Most of it's stoma, right? So stoma, my timer. One second, my mom says, "Dan, kol zavach shel shman, timer shel shman, ha stoma, olam lebayil b'shem chova." Says Rava, if it's stam kavana, what does stam kavana mean?
Nope.
I'm a kohen. It's not no kavana. It's I'm a kohen. He bought me the carbon. He told me his name, and I did it. Did I have specific mamish kavana? I can't say I did. Mistama I did. Right? Mistama I did. That's good enough, says Rava. That's good enough. Right? What's not good is shalol lishma. Neither negative kavana or me even not even I don't know what it would be if it's not negative kavana. I don't know, like I was thinking about the Mets and the Yankees, the Cowboys, that's what he was thinking about. That's not stama. That's worse than stama. So I don't know how to define this. How do you categorize? How do you define that? What does it mean, stama? And what does it mean? What does it mean, kavana? What does that mean? Right? So when people daven, they say, Allah tadikim, Allah chassidim, they're thinking about those words? Mistama not. Are they thinking about the Yankees? Probably not. So what are they doing? They're davening, stama.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's so few kavanas that you actually do this.
What do you mean?
What are you going to do this for?
What do you mean, do what for?
You can't do it for chattis.
No, you can't do for Chazal Asham. Maybe Asham according to Rabbi Elazar and for Pesach. It's everything else.
Right. But if you think about it, you're giving a zvachum. It doesn't really make a difference if you do it or not.
Why?
Of course, what's the difference?
Right.
So that knocks that. I mean, how do you think that really that makes a difference like that?
Right.
An ola? You don't need to give a reason for an ola. You give it an ola.
I've been working on this topic, so if the rabbi needs me, if I give it to you, sure, it's not. I'm going to give it on Kavana. A mitzvah sviches kavana, because it's a fascinating topic, and people think, oh, stama means you just have stam. Like, why else am I blowing shofar? Why else am I doing that? Even though I don't really have kavana, I'm spacing out. What else am I doing here? Let's see if that even works. That's even such a thing. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. Like kavanos. What does it mean, stama? What does that mean? What else am I doing here? I wasn't thinking about the Yankees. I'm a good kohen. I do my job. Did I have kavana mamash for Reuven? I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. So stama's lishma.
Is it an easy way of thinking? I mean, you know, I have a habit to put money in the kushka when I go into shul.
Right.
I'm doing it out of habit. I don't have kavana that this money should go to help.
Exactly. So it's most of your life, right? Most of your daily life. So when someone sits down to Seder and eats a piece of matzah, they probably have better kavana than when they're davening Ma'ariv, when they're davening Mincha 10 minutes before that.
Right.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Probably have better kavana for that. Why? Because once a year.
Yeah.
What about every day? Which is what most of the things you do. Right. Put on tefillin every day. Put on where it sits every day. Kavana, mamish for the mitzvah of tefillin. Hard to say that. It? What?
That's a
mitzvah, smichas, kavana. We hold for a daraisa, yini kavana. So the answer is, stama. Mistama is kavana. What else is he doing? Why else is he putting on tefillin?
Yeah.
So is that an answer? So, when it comes to... When it comes to kavanos, says Rava, stama is lishma. It's no problem. What won't be lishma? Shalol lishma.
Right.
Alma, stama nami ke lishma dami. Stama is good enough. Viramini, 1 minute. Kol haget, shenichtav shalol lishma, shalol lishem isha, puzzle. Any get not written lishma is puzzle. Umistama nami puzzle. What if I wrote it stam? What does that mean, stam? So Rashi says, kigon. Im kosva kosva stam l'shem Leah. His pre-printed gets. He wrote Leah. Someone in the world's name Leah. Right. Leah is a very popular name. Someone's name Leah. She a mezuman. It should be ready. Look, sheyavo adam etzlo sheshmo v'shem ishto shavin. When a guy walks into the sofa store, his name is this and her name is that. Give him nanolo. Here's a get for you. Wasn't written l'shma. It was written stam. Was written negative l'shma? No. It was written stam. Stam, for people who want to get divorced, stam. The Kaaba Farish, Manol, and the Masis, and the Stam puzzle. So how do you know that's even puzzle? How do you know that that's puzzle? Why is that puzzle? That's tomorrow's daf. So, half of it. So, Kolaget, Shenichtav, Shalol, Shem, Isha, puzzle. For Stam and Ami puzzle. Stam is also puzzle. So why is Stam a puzzle by get, and Stam's kosher by a carbon? Why? What's the difference? That was Rav's great question. It's a gewaldig question. Rav asked that question. What's the difference between a get and carbon? The what?
That's unique to a get. You have to be that particular.
Why? So you have to have lishma. So we have to have lishma for a carbon also. So the answer is stam by a carbon is good enough. Right? Is stam by tefillin good enough? Maybe. Stam by a get not good enough. Why is a get all of a sudden so special? Who made get so
special?
So we agree. You have to have lishma. The question is stam lishma good enough? By everything else it is. By tefillin it's good enough, by matzah, by shofar, by davening, it's all good enough. By carbon it's good enough, but by get it's not good enough. Why not? Why not? What's the difference between get and everything else? Oh, because the pasuk said, so what? The pasuk said you have to lishma by everything. So, v'shani, zvachim, bistam lishman omdim. Now the answer is, I'll tell you the answer. Because when it comes to a carbon, when I bring this carbon, the carbon is the carbon, zvachim, stam lishma omdim. Misam of the kohen, had kavana, mistama is stam lishma. What's he doing there? What are you doing there? That's his job. So mistama is lishma. Isha, bistama, lav l'gershin omdos. A woman, that's stamp ready, omer to be begarish. So when you walk into the sofa store and you say, oh, my name is Reuven, her name is Leah. Excellent. He goes up to the file cabinet. He pulls that Reuven and Leah. Here you go. That wasn't a stamp for a woman. Right? Very different. See the difference?
Yeah.
Big difference. That was Rav's great answer.
Maybe just today it looks the same, but...
It looks exactly the same. Right? He has a file cabinet. Every man's woman, every man's woman, all ready to go. Right? They're already pre-written. But the woman wasn't Lashon. There wasn't Stam Lashon for that woman. As opposed to the carbon, yes it was. The animal, yes it was. That's his answer. Uzvacham. Now the Gemara says, Uzvacham Stam Lashon Menolim. How do you know that Stam Lashon by a carbon is good enough? How do you know it's good enough? Ilei Mehadetnan. Because it says in our Mishnah, Kol Uzvacham Shenizbichu Shalol Lashon. Any carbon brought Shalol Lashon, right? Blah, blah, blah. Good enough. It's good enough for purposes of you don't have to be that it's kosher. You have to bring another one. How do you know that? The Gemara is going to ask that later in the week. What kind of thing is that? It's good enough to be brewed, but you can't eat it. The white, but you can eat it, but you don't. But the Baal has to bring another one. Why does it bring another one? Either it's good or it's not good. What kind of half a thing good is it? It's half good, but what kind of thing is that? So the Gemara is going to ask that question later in the week. Right now we're saying, right? It says kol hazvachim shenizbichu shelo lishman are good. Now, for lo katani, it doesn't say shelo nizbichu lishman, right? That it wasn't brought lishman. What do you see from that? That stam is kosher, right? So gabe get nami hoktani. It's the same thing by get. It says kol get shenichtav shelo l'shem isha puzzle. For lo katani, it doesn't say shelo nichtav l'shem isha puzzle, which would mean stam is good. So what's the difference? What kind of answer is that? So how do you know that stam lishman by a carbon is good? Elameha Ditnan, it says Ketzad Lishman Ushalo Lishman. The Mishnah in Pesachim that says when you bring a carbon Pesach, it has to be Lishma. What if it was Shalol Lishma and Lishma together, mixed up together? So what is that? So what does that even mean? Shalol Lishma and Lishma. What does that even mean? So there's a Gemara in Mishnah in Pesachim that says like this: L'shem Pesach u'L'shem Shlomim. The Kohen had two kavanas in his head. He's bringing it for a Pesach, and he also thought it's also going to be for a Shlomim. He made a mistake. That's Lishma and Shalol Lishma. And by it comes to a carbon Pesach, that's not good. Right? Now, Right. Taima de Amar L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Shlomim. That's because he had two carbonos in his head. A Pesach and a Shlomim. What about, it would have been Pesach and Stam. In the beginning, he had the kavana. Then after a few minutes, the kavana went away, and it became like everybody else. It's Stam doing his job. He's thinking about the Yankees? No, of course not. But Stam, not kavana mamish every second. He started to space out a little bit. Stam l'shma. What else am I doing here? And I'm doing the right mitzvah. Has l'shem Pesach v'stama, kosher. But if it would be for Pesach and a Stam, it would be kosher. Alma, what do you see? Stam l'shma dami. Stam is good enough. You don't have kavana every second of the carbon Pesach. You have to have kavana at some point. Then what's the rest of it? Stam! Good enough. No, the question is no. Don't shine your hustle. Don't call it osel. That's a rishon who osel. No, maybe it start. Maybe that all you need is the beginning. You have the beginning. You start off with kavana. That's all you need. That's considered kavana the whole throughout. I start off with kavana throughout. Some mitzvahs take a very long time to perform. You have to have kavana for 3 hours. No, we don't have kavana for 3 hours. The beginning, you have that kavana. It's good enough. So that's not a raya. That stam lishma is good. That's not a raya. Elamei Seifa. What about the Seifa of that Mishnah? It says, Shalol Lishma V'Lishman, which means, L'shem Shlomim U'L'shem Pesach. You started off with L'shem Shlomim, then in the middle, you say, ooh, I'm going to have better Kavanah than just Stam Shlomim. I'm going to think it's a Karb Pesach. That's puzzle. Taima D'Amar L'shem Shlomim U'L'shem Pesach. Because you started off wrong. Ha Stama L'shem U'L'shem U'L'shem Pesach Kasher. What if it would have been Stam? Stam? Why am I doing here in Erev Pesach? I'm busy, so busy. What am I doing here? Stam, bring carbon Pesach. I have a specific kavana? I didn't have that. In the middle, I had it. Still puzzle. So, no, that should be kosher. So what do you see? What do you see? That Stam Lishman's kosher? No, Dilma Shaini Hasam. To Omar, Yuchiach Sofa Al Tchilaso. No, because the end will reveal that the beginning you also had good kavana, even though you really didn't. But it's like a, you know, the end shows that the beginning was also, it's all one big carbon. One big kavana. So it's good enough. So it's not a riot that Stam Lishman's good enough. Inami, or you can give another answer. I did the tana l'shma v'shalol l'shma. Tananami Shalolishma Vilishma, but there's no proof that that stoma is good. So how do you know stoma is good by a carbon? Right? Tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask, how do you know stoma is not good by a get? How do you know that? That's tomorrow. Ella meha, like this. The Mishnah later on says, L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. A carbon is brought for six reasons. Six lishmas. Number one, l'shem zevach. What carbon are you bringing? That's number one. Number two, l'shem zoveach. Who's the guy who's bringing it? Who's the baal? Number three, l'shem shame. You're not bringing this. You bring it for Hashem. It's a mitzvah. It's a carbon. Number four, l'shem ishim. What does l'shem ishim mean? For the fire. Rashi says, l'aktiram v'lo l'aslo soli ala mizbeach. I'm not doing this for a barbecue. I think that's what Rashi means. Number five, l'shem reach, whatever that means. Rashi says it means, l'afuke evarb shetolim. Rashi, I shechted a carbon down in my porch, down the block in Yerushalayim, and I'll bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to get a good barbecue out of it. That's l'shem reach. And number six, l'shem nichoach. Okay? Those are the six, whatever that means. Those are the six for kavanas you have to have. Now, for chatas for asham, l'shem chet. And if it's a chatas and an asham, there's a seventh requirement, which chet is it for? Amr Yossi, af mi shalo haya belibo l'shem achas mikol elo kosher. Says Rabbi Yossi, even if you only have
five out of six,
right? Even one out of six, it's kosher. Right? L'shem achas. Only one of these, it's kosher. Why? So Tanai Bezdin who? It's because Bezdin made it for Tanai. Asnu Bezdin Delo Lema Lishmo. Bezdin said it's better that this is going to be good. It doesn't have Lishma. Dilma Aslamema Shalol Lishma. Maybe it'll turn into Lo Lishma. So we don't want that. That's much worse. So what do you see? Now, what would Rabbi Yossi say? Bezdin made a new Takana. Stam is good enough. Right? As long as you have Kavana by one, it's going to be good enough. Now, for Esau Kadaitach, Stam a puzzle. If Stam is puzzle, how could the Rabbanah make a rule like that? Kaimi Rabbanah, Kaimi Bezdin, Asni Milsa de puzzle bay? Bezdin's going to make up a condition that's puzzle? The Torah said it's puzzle. Bezdin made up a condition. Have only Kavana by one thing, a little bit Kavana. We don't want it to be Shalolishma, a little bit Kavana. But 1 minute. What's the rest of it going to be? Stam. How could Bezdin make a rule like that? If Stam is not good, how could that be a rule? How could Bezdin make that up? Obviously, Stam is good enough. So Bezdin said, you know, Stam is good enough, have Stam. You're not going to be so busy, so hard to have Kavanah throughout. Stam's good enough. What do you see? Kaimi Bezdin Milsa, Masni Milsa, the Pasal Bay. Bezdin would never make up something, it's just puzzle. How could they do that? How could Bezdin do that? How could Bezdin change the Torah? They can't. The answer is, what do you see from here? Clearly, Stam is Lishma. So what does Rabbi Yossi say over here? Right? One, you need one component. Af mi shalohi belibo seim achas mikol eil. Either you don't have any of the components. You have no components. Kosher, it's kosher. You have zero components. Why? Tanai Bezdin who? Right? Asnu Bezdin delo lema lishmo. Bezdin said, don't forget lishma. Don't have to worry about lishma. Dilma asi lema shalohi lishma. Because if people are going to think, shalosh is also good. A funny thing. How can Bezdin make up a din like that? The answer is, because Stam is good enough. So Bezdin said, rely on Stam. Don't be so frum. Don't have all these crazy kavanas. Because who said we're going to have the kavanas? Stam is good enough. What do you see? Stam is good enough. Now, there's one more minute.
Does he get credit for Stam, by the way?
Who?
The Baal get credit for Stam?
As an Adava. No, he has to bring another one. Oh, so that's
it. Depending on which one.
This should be okay. So Stam is okay. What do you mean? Unless
what it is.
Not a chatas, you mean? Right. Not a chatas. Right. Chatas be l'shem chet. Right. Now, for gabe get, the Stam apostle minolim. How do you know get? Yeah, so we'll stop here already. Right, we'll stop here? We'll stop here because it's not, Now, how do you know it gets no good? Now the Gemara is going to go through a whole makar. How do you know a stam by get is no good, and why is it get different than every other mitzvah in the Torah? All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.